Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Religious freedom advocates rejoice over the U.S. State Department's renewed attention to Nigeria. Then glimpse what Jesus means to overlooked women in the Middle East and North Africa. That story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where just like that, the country is back on the U.S. State Department's Countries of Particular Concern list. President Donald Trump announced the change via social media on Friday. The designation is long overdue. Islamic extremists and Fulani militants had killed thousands of Christians in recent years. On Friday night, another 17 Christians were killed in two attacks in central Nigeria. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains what the CPC designation actually means.
It gives the administration a pretty big toolbox of possible options that they can bring to bear, both carrots and sticks, to try to move a country, move a government towards better protection of religious freedom.
The president has also threatened military action if the Nigerian government doesn't take meaningful steps to protect its citizens. Nigeria's government insists that it guarantees religious freedom. However, the years of violence and the lack of authority involvement after deadly attacks say otherwise. The nation's population is almost evenly divided between Muslim and Christian.
It's important to understand the nuance of the country and the fact that there is this sort of dividing line, and most of the persecution is happening in the northern part of the country.
So join us in praying for relief for persecuted Christians and for more Saul to Paul conversions among their persecutors. Next, Sudan's warring parties inch closer to a ceasefire following talks in Egypt. Discussions reportedly centered on establishing aid corridors for the safe movement of relief supplies and civilians. Any truce would be a vital first step toward ending the war that erupted 2 years ago, causing a severe humanitarian crisis. Ibrahim Adam with the Darfur Christian Association says,
"This conflict, there's no reason for. This conflict must be stopped, and the ceasefire must take place as soon as possible."
The U.S.-led ceasefire effort aims to lay the groundwork for lasting political dialogue once the immediate humanitarian crisis is brought under control. Ibrahim says Darfur's believers need to be involved in these conversations rather than hiding in the background.
"As Christ ambassadors, we are the peacemakers, so we need to be integrated into the Sudanese society. We need to show up, especially in the public issues."
Pray first for the war in Sudan to end. Then secondly, pray for wisdom as Christians weigh next steps. Speaking out in an Islamic environment carries risk, but so does staying silent.
"We're experiencing conflict because in the issue, public issues, we left for them to decide on our behalf. If we were there in the decision-making, this ongoing conflict, it was avoidable."
And finally, women across the Middle East and North Africa are finding their voice in Christ. Elizabeth Lawrence, a gospel worker in the region, says,
"MENA is actually the region in the world with the widest gender gaps anywhere on the planet.
It's also a place marked by deep violence against women. Yet when Jesus reveals himself, everything changes.
Jesus comes and he brings value and love and transformation. And women who meet Christ in this space are unstoppable for Jesus. They fall in love with him and they begin to tell others about him."
One woman shared that after accepting Christ, her husband lashed out in anger.
"And she said, you know what? It doesn't matter because I know for the first time in my life that I'm seen, I'm valued, and I'm loved, and I can handle that."
Often unseen, women share the gospel through their work in small businesses. When Christ transforms a woman's heart, she passes that love to her children.
"Women are really the gateway to the families because they begin to disciple their children into the love of Christ, and often their husbands see the transformation."
Pray that women across MENA will know the worth that Jesus gives. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.